Now it actually is with a note of sadness that we come to the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy. And the reason for that, as we said at the beginning, 2 Timothy is the swan song of the Apostle Paul. It's his deathbed statement. In this epistle, he's back in prison in Rome. He's lonely. And there is a sadness that word has come to him that there has been, especially in the Galatian area and in Asia Minor, turning away from the faith on the part of many. You see, the apostasy began in Paul's day, for that matter, and it has been continuing down. When the rapture takes place, it will bring about, of course, the total apostasy of the organized church, which at that time will be an empty shell. Now, I begin reading at chapter 4, verse 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this man's on his deathbed, and I want to tell you that he's very serious about what he's saying. And he says to him here, I charge you. This is a charge he's given to this young preacher, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. So that his appearing and his kingdom are not the same thing. His appearing is his epiphany, the rapture of the church. And by his kingdom, that's the revelation, the return of Christ to the earth to establish his kingdom. And he's going to do some judging twice. He's going to do judging of his believers when he takes them out of the world. And he's going to judge also those who go through the great tribulation and turn to God in that great tribulation. They are going to be judged whether they're going to enter the kingdom or not. So that you're going to come before him, whoever you are. And if you want to postpone it till after the tribulation, you can do it. But if you want to take part in the rapture, you accept Christ as your Savior. Now, your life's to be tested whether you're going to receive a reward or not at either time if you've turned to God. So that he's saying to Timothy, in view of the fact, Timothy, that you are to be judged, you're going to stand before him, here's what you're to do. And I think that this is as pertinent as it is when it was given by the Apostle Paul. I don't think the printer's ink is dry here yet.